typical example of a field where this integration can take place is sexuality. Being aware in the third eye completely transforms sexual intercourse. To begin with, it allows you to open to new levels of pleasure. When people are locked in their head, they often have difficulties in opening to pleasure. Being in the third eye relaxes the grip of the mind. It unlocks the chi. And by giving you experiences out of the cage, it takes you into qualitatively different forms of orgasm. Experiences in which your body of energy is raised to higher frequencies. The giving you can make to your partner through sexuality becomes immense. The third eye gives you the opening required to sense what is really happening for your partner beyond superficial signals. You can feel what they feel and therefore be completely with them. Not just hold them in your arms, but hold them in your being. But apart from being more satisfying and fulfilling, sexuality becomes an opportunity to cultivate subtle bodies. At times, you must have had the experience of feeling flat, empty, and exhausted after sexual intercourse. In other situations, intercourse leaves you in exactly the opposite state: joyful, enthusiastic, creative. Why? To most people, this is a mystery. The third eye, as the main switch governing the layer of chi, gives you a handle on the subtle mechanisms that take place during intercourse. You can then cultivate essential energies instead of damaging them. There are a number of techniques to this effect in the Clairvision Knowledge Tracks, but the starting point is simple. Just by being aware in the third eye while having sex, you'll have experiences of expansion into spaces of intense inner light. Then it's up to you to be like an alchemist in his lab. Explore and make inner discoveries. Another field where the third eye opens immense possibilities is that of therapy, all forms of therapy. Through the third eye, you gain insights into your patients. You become capable of diagnosing not just physical disorders, but also underlying disorders of the chi. An energetic dimension opens to you. And in a number of cases, it becomes obvious that physical symptoms are but a consequence of a disorder on the level of subtle bodies. When tuning into patients from the third eye, you sense blockages in organs or energy circulations. These may not have any obvious relationship to the symptoms mentioned by the patients, but in many situations, fixing the blockage brings about surprising improvements in the patient's health. There is nothing extraordinary about this. The fundamental principle of traditional Chinese medicine, for instance, is that by harmonizing the circulations of qi, health can be restored. And also that by correcting disorders of the qi, problems can be resolved before they manifest as physical illness. But the third eye gives you something that not many acupuncturists have: a direct perception, and even a vision of the qi, the prana of the Indian tradition. Besides, it allows you to see patients in a holistic way, not just as bunches of symptoms, but as full human beings, subtle bodies as well as physical body. This, combined with the direct perception of the properties of remedies, whether plants, homeopathic remedies, or even the drugs of conventional medicine, opens possibilities for a therapeutic art of extreme subtlety, which not only heals patients, but also elevates the therapist. When working from the third eye, every patient, every act of healing is an opportunity for the therapist to raise the level of vibration in his or her own subtle bodies, taking an active step towards enlightenment. This is what I mean by the two sides of dynamic awareness. One has to do with improving performance, being a better driver, a better lover, or a better therapist. The other is to use all circumstances of life for the purpose of your spiritual advancement. Let me take another example where the third eye has direct applications: that of artistic sensitivity and creativity. People tend to associate the third eye with non-physical perception. This is true, but one of the discoveries I made when my third eye started awakening was that it also brought a major transformation in my physical vision. A sense of harmony and a perception of a certain life in physical colors. It brought a much greater appreciation of landscapes and nature at large, but also of works of art. The third eye brings a dimension of awakening in your field of vision, that is, physical vision. Visuals become less flat. They take on a greater perspective. Colors become alive, the carriers of soul forces. Works of art take on a fascinating dimension, whereas beforehand they would have appeared as nothing more than layers of paint on a canvas. Through the third eye, they turn holographic. Many paintings become mandalas, the representations of spaces of consciousness. On higher mode, there is a marriage of physical and non-physical perception. So seeing the physical shape, you contemplate the non-physical form, form as in Plato's theory of forms. But on a very simple level, I invite you to try this experiment. Just go to a museum of visual arts, and instead of wandering around in your ordinary mind, keep some awareness between the eyebrows and a touch of throat friction. Instead of looking at the colors, try to feel them from the third eye. Even if you've never had any interest in painting, you may find yourself captivated, fascinated by the life that is revealed through the visuals. Together with this artistic sensitivity, you may find that flows of creativity are awakened inside you. To artists in general, the third eye offers immense potential to generate flows of creativity. Use vision to bring down works of art of a greater dimension. But even if you're not involved in any art, you'll find that the third eye brings an artistic dimension to your life. For example, here's a powerful technique of creativity. Get into a bath, but a bath with attitude. No electric lights in the bathroom, only candlelight. While in the water, keep your eyes half closed, your awareness between the eyebrows, breathing with the throat friction. Make yourself receptive. Not thinking hard about a problem. Grasping keeps you locked in the ordinary mind. Rather, gently third-eyeing the task that must be accomplished. This simply means contemplating the task while feeling the something between the eyebrows. Let yourself be peripheral. Let ideas come to you. The less you try, the easier it will be.